Welcome to the new reality edition of Bite Marks Cafe right here on Hawaii Public Radio, HBR1, where we serve you the first bite of today's science, technology, and innovation. I'm Bert Lum. And on today's show, we have Bill Kumagai. He's the brand new executive director of the nonprofit Transform Hawaii Government. And he's here to share some of THG's priorities for 2025. Hey, Bill, welcome to Bite Marks Cafe.
Thank you, Bert. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, and welcome to the new role and the new post. How long has it been now that you've been sort of anointed the executive director of THG?
Just since August.
Oh, so you've been around for maybe half a year, right, almost?
Oh, yeah, I'm practically a veteran.
Yeah, good. So yeah. Bill, I want to give you a chance to share a little bit about your background. I don't know if everybody knows, your sort of key accomplishments, but I want to give you a chance to share that, and then how you kind of qualify to be, the executive director for THG.
Sure. Well, I've been in information technology pretty much my whole career, and actually started off in the public sector. So I worked my way up as a computer programmer and was working for the city of Irvine in Southern California, and eventually was promoted to lead the department there. And from there, I moved into the private sector and took on a role in IT consulting, but all of the IT consulting was for government agencies.
Right.
And so I did that for about 10 years, worked my way up the ranks there, and then was part of an acquisition to a big IT firm that's international, and was working obviously as a consultant, but was also part of management. And so at the end of the road there, I was running North America Consulting and also working internationally. And when I decided to retire from there, our first thought, my wife and I, was we need to move to Hawaii.
Okay,
so,
yeah.
We did.
Yeah, no, I figured there was some point in time where you decided, time for a change, and Hawaii was on the map there. Now, that big international consulting firm, that was Gartner, right?
It was.
Yeah, yeah. No, congratulations. That's a pretty reputable, well-recognized firm. And so what was the consulting company that you were at that was acquired by Gartner?
It was a kind of a boutique firm called the Warner Group.
Oh, okay.
They were based in greater Los Angeles and actually developed a little cachet. I think at the time of the acquisition by Gartner, there were 70 of us, and I was the head of the IT practice, and we were working pretty much across the country by the time we folded into Gartner.
You know, you must have seen quite a bit of changes over the course of time that you've been involved with IT consulting. I mean, I'm sure you could probably trace roots back to, when things were run by mainframes to now with, a lot of the servers being miniaturized and AI driving a lot of infrastructure needs. You've probably seen it all.
Oh my gosh, it's not from a technological standpoint. It's a complete different ballgame, as you know. And I think what's interesting to me is I think back when I was at the city of Irvine, we were running mini computers to run all the business systems at the city, and we had a total of 900 megabytes. So we didn't even have a gig worth of memory to run the whole city.
Uh-huh.
And now you have, umpteen gigs on your phone. It's a whole different ballgame.
It's a whole different ballgame. So you've made a decision. You're going to move to Hawaii. And basically it's to kind of retire, kick back, and enjoy life, right? Now, where in that plan was this sort of synchronized meeting with Transform Hawaii Gov?
Well, my idea of retirement is not actually not really retiring. Mm-hmm, I'm on the board of several nonprofits, and I always feel that one of the first things, your first obligations really is to help your community be a better place. Mm-hmm. And so when we came out here, I thought, well, my biggest contribution is probably in the area that I spent, you know, 3 decades honing a craft and some knowledge in. So when I asked around, I knew a number of folks here already, and mm-hmm. they said, you know what, you should meet Christine Sakuda mm-hmm. at Transform Hawaii Government, because there's a strong overlap in what they do and your kind of background and experience. And so I met Christine actually at a conference that she was the keynote speaker at. Mm-hmm. And I, as she came off the podium, I said, hey, I just wanted to introduce myself. And she said, hey, you're that guy. apparently some people had told her that, you know, I might be knocking on her door. And uh-huh. so we went out and had coffee and decided to work together at Transform Hawaii Government. And it's been a terrific experience ever since.
Well, you know, when so when you did meet her in Hawaii at that conference, it was, you had already retired. You had already did your stint with Gartner. But Gartner has always been kind of a partner with THG, because I know that over the course of time that I've been exposed to activities, you know, with Transform Hawaii Government, Gartner was one of the firms that held many of these, you know, these workshops or webinars. And so she sure. had a strong familiarity with the work that Gartner had already done.
It's so true. And part of that was, I think, why Christine and I got to know each other just right away mm-hmm. was because she was familiar with any number of the Gartner research analysts who, you know, prognosticate about the future of IT and, mm-hmm. and things like that. And I actually knew those people and I worked with them.
Right.
And so I could help her steer her towards some of the bright spots there at Gartner. And we could help connect and make that, you know, provide the best value for the people out here in Hawaii. So It was really a great partnership from the very beginning.
No, that's great. And, you know, you bring up some of the resources. And I recall, because there were several that were pretty well known here in Hawaii, but I hadn't heard your name. And when I, you know, mentioned it to Christine, she said, yeah, because he's not serving Hawaii. He's actually all of North America. And so I thought, oh, okay, it's a little different scale there.
it was a pretty broad territory, because, you know, I went from just focusing on North America to being the number two person globally, mm-hmm. who was, you know, in Helsinki, Finland, and in Paris and Tokyo and things like that. But Gartner has grown tremendously in the time I was there.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And I think probably more than quadrupled in size and has become kind of a leader in IT research and advisory services. And so being part of that growth was, I wouldn't trade that experience for anything.
Mm-hmm. Now, Bill, I do want to talk a little bit about, you know, my experience with Transform Hawaii Government. And when I was involved, there was a lot of sort of community engagement element. So we'll hold that thought. We'll be right back after this short break to continue our conversation with Bill Kumagai, Executive Director of Transform Hawaii Government. This is Bite Marks Cafe.
Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, which helps Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributors Ulupono Initiative and Ruby Tuesday Hawaii.
Welcome back. This is Bite Marks Cafe right here on Hawaii Public Radio, HPR1. And I'm Bert Lum. If you're just joining us, we're talking to Bill Kumagai. He's the executive director of the nonprofit Transform Hawaii Government, and he's here to share some of the priorities for 2025. And right before the break, I wanted to kind of maybe talk a little bit about, you know, what Transform Hawaii Government was when I was sort of involved. And there was a lot of sort of community engagement, trying to make sure that the community knew what modernization in IT meant, and perhaps to really kind of get some support from the community for the kind of work that was going on inside government. And oftentimes, you know, the work that goes on inside government, people don't even know about it. So it was a way to share some of the things that were taking place. Now, that's changed quite a bit, right? Because over the course of at least the last couple of years, and especially during the COVID period, a lot of the IT modernization not only took place, but it was sort of accelerated just because of the pandemic and the need for faster sort of improvements. And so,
sure.
So Bill, how has kind of like the mission of THG sort of changed over that course of a pretty disruptive period during the pandemic to now, you know, we're in 2025?
Well, it's a great question, Bert. And I think the overall vision and mission of Transform Hawaii Government has not changed. And so we do, with the way I think of sort of our services and aspirations, I think of it in four different categories. One is advisory services. So that's where my consulting background really plays pretty well on this. We help the state with their plans and with providing some like best practices and lessons learned on mm-hmm. these major IT projects, right? Mm-hmm. So that's one aspect. Another is advocacy, right? Both working with the legislature and the governor and the decision makers, but also through the media, through social media, through TV, through publications,
mm-hmm.
Putting out the word. And that is also how we approach a lot of the community to drive interest and knowledge with the community. And I would be the first to say, Bert, that this was really Christine's forte,
mm-hmm.
right? So when she was the executive director, she just had this tremendous level of contacts and was involved in different boards and commissions and all this. And honestly, I'm still getting up to speed on that. So it's in our heart and it's part of our intentions, but I think the best is yet to come.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've been doing some trial sort of networking events to get the word out. I'm talking to the TRU initiative about ways we can work with them to get even more involved with the community and those things. But
mm-hmm.
I do think that's still to come. And then the last, just to round out the four sort of focus areas, is on development. And by development, I mean really workforce development and professional development. So as you referenced earlier, we partnered with Gartner to do workshops on things like organizational change management, for example.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this year, what I really hope to make kind of a primary focus is to help the state with IT leadership development and helping them identify, you know, career paths and identify competencies that can be honed in this because leading IT is hard, as you know, and a lot of people who come up through the technical ranks don't have the opportunity to be coached, mentored, educated, and, you know, opportunity to exercise new skills in areas of executive management and leadership and stuff. And so we hope to provide some opportunities for the state later on this year.
Well, and, you know, you've seen over the course of the time that you've worked in IT consulting that lots have changed. A lot has changed. And the speed by which things are changing seems to be only accelerating. And, you know, this sounds like a broken record, but, you know, it is absolutely accelerating. Now, you know, I had the fortune of attending the conference, Pacific Telecommunications Conference, and there's some interesting similarities with, you know, how the telecom world, especially, you know, my background has been with the telephone company. And, of course, nobody really thinks of the telephone anymore. But when you have a culture that is trying to maintain a particular service, like let's say plain old telephone service, you know, that becomes a culture and you want to try to kind of hold that ground. And then similarly in the IT world, when you start to work at government and you're maintaining systems, it could be could have started with a mainframe, could be a minicom, and then, you know, now it, you know, sort of evolves into servers. But, you know, you're into sort of this maintenance mode. But, you know, I think your view of how things are quickly changing and how that might impact the management of that change, I think is a real important cultural evolution, I think, within government, because, you know, that in and of itself is a pretty radical thing to happen inside government.
Totally agree with you, Bert. I think in many ways, I think where sort of the current industry thinking is on this, particularly in government, is that, as you said, technology changes with blinding speed.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
Now with artificial intelligence, it's accelerating the change, right? It's going to be exponentially different by this time next year,
mm-hmm.
and the year past, right? So the ability to keep up with this as technologists is pretty tough, right? Because the average state employee doesn't get to work on these projects all the time to kind of hone their skills in these areas. And it's a tough battle, right? So in many ways, I think where government is heading is to focus more on managing IT as a business and leveraging what the commercial industry, the best they have to offer for things like the public cloud, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Azure from Microsoft and AWS have these massive resources out there that's pretty much what they do. And they do it at this scale that is just kind of awesome to behold.
Mm-hmm.
And so if the state can learn how to leverage their investments in this and manage this in a really good way, I think that's probably ultimately going to be the best thing for the taxpayers. And but it's a transition. Those things take time, right? Because you have all these systems that still need to be maintained. And there's still mainframes out there after all this time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta kind of turn the corner on that. So that's part of what we're trying to help the state with now.
You know, I do want to have you share a little bit about this kind of unique relationship that the state of Hawaii government has with this nonprofit Transform Hawaii Gov, which basically is an independent, sits outside of government, but it's a very, very sort of synergistic role that I think both organizations play, and how you see that fostering of trust continuing, you know, into 2025 and beyond. So let's hold that thought. We'll be right back at a short break to continue our conversation with Bill Kumagai, Executive Director of the nonprofit Transform Hawaii Government. This is Bite Marks Cafe.
Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, which helps Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributor Honolulu Waldorf School.
Welcome back. This is Bite Marks Cafe. I'm Bert Lum right here on Hawaii Public Radio, And if you're just joining us, we're talking to Bill Kumagai. He's the executive director of the nonprofit Transform Hawaii Government and here to share about some of the priorities for 2025. And Bill, right before the break, you know, there's this pretty interesting, unique relationship that Transform Hawaii Gov has with the state government and IT. And, you know, we don't have to get into the, you know, the history of how that all happened. But, you know, it's a very interesting kind of a symbiotic relationship that supports, you know, each other. And I wanted to kind of tap your brain on how Christine, you know, managed the relationship. And the relationship I would describe as, you know, you have Transform Hawaii Government supporting the CIO. And now with Christine as the CIO, and she, in essence, I think, handpicked you, Bill, to be the person, you know, running Transform Hawaii Government. I think I see that relationship continuing. And I've, obviously, it's got to be fostered in this real, you know, deep level of trust. So how do you continue to show the value that you can bring to the government through the work and the product that you start to introduce to the culture within state government and the IT, you know, workforce?
Yeah, that's another great question, Bert. I think, well, like you said, all these relationships begin with trust. Without trust, they're not going to prosper and provide mutual value. And I think and this is, you know, spoken as a longtime consultant, that I think it's in many ways, it's similar to a consulting relationship in which you feel like, because of your experience in many different venues and different situations that are comparable to the state, that you can provide some value. Mm-hmm. And you have to be close enough to the state in order to develop that relationship of trust. But you also can't be too close, right? There's a certain distance you have to take. And this is why, coming from Gartner, that has at least one thing in common with Transform Hawaii Government, and that is both are not vendors. They don't sell hardware or software. Mm-hmm. And so to that extent, we're kind of agnostic about it. Our goal is to get the right technology to do your job and to meet your goals, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think that's why that I'm working with the Enterprise Financial System Project and helping moderate the discussions of the Executive Leadership Committee, right? And this was, we were asked by the governor to do that. And partly that's because we've worked on a lot of major, major projects that are similar to mm-hmm. this, but also we don't have a vested interest in any particular, like, SAP or Oracle or mm-hmm. whatever system they're looking at. All we're interested in is what's best for the state. So I think that those are some of the primary ingredients that help foster the relationships. But after that, it's all like, I work with the controller, I work with the head of budget and finance, and of course I work with now the CIO. Mm-hmm. And you, from that perspective, I feel a obligation to try to ensure that whatever advice or guidance or suggestions that we provide to them build on that trust every day. Because mm-hmm. I do think trust is something you have to earn over and over.
Yeah, and the other thing that I think our listeners will appreciate is that Transform Hawaii Gov offers this at no charge. I mean, the work that you do to help government sort of modernize and transform is really the mission of THG, and it's not something that you are paid for by some RFP contract, right, with the state.
That's right.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think it's a great opportunity, right, to have the expertise that you kind of bring to the table, have the support from, you know, the THG and its mission to like you said, better the environment for professionals in government working on IT modernization to really have the best tools to achieve that.
Yes. I think you're right, Bert. I think it's kind of a unique business model. I certainly hadn't encountered that before I came out here. And when we, first was sort of got the blueprint from Christine, but then as we worked together and actually helped make this work in reality, in action, I think it's worked out really well. And I think, the state can speak for themselves, but they tell me that this has been a really great relationship for them too.
Yeah, no, that's great. Now, I'm probably going to want to have you come back and talk a little bit more about some of the actual projects. I know you mentioned the enterprise financial system, and I think you're also working with the Department of Labor unemployment insurance. But since this is a new legislative session, are there any bills that you're kind of keeping track of?
We're keeping track of all the IT related bills, and the couple that have caught my eye, I think, first of all, there's additional funding requests for the Enterprise Financial System project, and I think obviously that's critical. But there are also some interesting bills related to data and artificial intelligence that I'm very interested in. And as you well know, there's a bill out there talking about the broadband initiative too, and where what home should that have within state government. And so we're right now, I would say, with the exception of EFS, well, we're definitely supporters of that whole process and the funding. Is the other ones, I'm taking a look at those and talking to folks about those to see if in any active advocacy from THG makes sense.
And then you would, I know Christine used to do this as the executive director, actually go and testify, on specific bills with the legislature. So that's, maybe I'll see you at the Capitol, Bill. Now, Bill.
Maybe.
Bill,
yeah.
So where can people find out kind of more information about what Transform Hawaii Government does?
Well, the one-stop shopping source for that is our website, of course, and that's www.transformhawaiigov.org.
Very good. I'll put that up on our show notes. Bill Kumagai is the executive director of the nonprofit Transform Hawaii Government, dedicated to the improving and modernization of government IT. And of course, Bill, I want to thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Bert. I enjoyed it.
And thank you for listening to Bite Marks Cafe. Join us next week when we'll talk to the CEO of the Internet Society. If you miss any part of this edition, you can find the podcast of tonight's show on bitemarkscafe.org. Our engineer is David Chong. You can catch us on HPR One every Friday or anytime via the HPR app or your favorite podcast application. In the meantime, you stay safe. You stay awesome. We'll see you next week on another edition of Bite Marks Cafe.